much of the country tuned into an extraordinary U.S. Senate hearing today. Professor Christine Blasey Ford alleged she was attacked when she was 15. The man she accuses, Brett Kavanaugh, denied he did any such thing and fought to keep his nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court alive. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin is here to provide her take on this. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Casey.
Liz, the whole world wants to know what Senator Murkowski thinks about this. What can you tell us?
Casey, I have a confession to make. I did not find Senator Murkowski today.
Really?
I know. Her staff said she wasn't available. I know she canceled an energy committee hearing so that she and every senator on her committee could hole up and watch the Kavanaugh hearing in real time. I do know one reporter from the Energy Trade Press who talked to Murkowski briefly today. The senator told Environment and Energy News that she found Ford very credible, but she was withholding her judgment until she heard from Judge Kavanaugh, who at that point hadn't testified yet. I do have one piece of tape, a vignette to play for you.
Okay, set that up for me, Liz.
I went to the Hart Senate office building. That's where Murkowski's office is. And I ran into, of all people, Joan Baez, who was there as part of this kind of solemn, slow-moving protest in the atrium of the Hart building. They were doing this call-and-response thing. I think they were echoing Professor Ford's words there. I believe it's my civic duty to tell what happened to me. And if you listen really carefully, you can hear the Capitol Police telling them to cease and desist.
Interesting. More protests. Liz, do we know what Senator Murkowski is hearing from Alaskans?
Certainly, she's hearing from a lot of Alaskans, particularly Native groups, women, and advocates of the Affordable Care Act who've been urging her to vote no. Pollster Ivan Moore just released some survey results showing more Alaskans want her to confirm than reject. But he says among her base, the people who said they had a positive view of Senator Murkowski, far more of them wanted her to vote no on Kavanaugh. And Moore said the survey, he ran the survey Friday to Tuesday, and he said opinions were in flux.
All right. Well, thanks for following this, Liz.
Yeah, thank you, Casey.
That was Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin.